Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coming up next on the free-for-all, we're talking hoops with a couple of experts. Ben Cohen, sports columnist, basketball expert, Wall Street Journal, and Henry Mode. Boy, you're going to love listening to Henry Mode. Coming up on the free-for-all.
This is free-for-all from the Wall Street Journal. Now, here's Jason Gay.
Hey, this is your friend, Jason Gay, and you are listening to the free-for-all. And today we're talking basketball because the playoffs are underway. And joining me live in the studio, Jim Cherusmi. I don't know what happened to Jim Cherusmi. He got this assignment to cover the Giants and the Jets, and he's just blowing me off right and left. But he'll be in for our next podcast. But he didn't deign to join us for this one. Special guest today in the studio, Ben Cohen, NBA writer extraordinaire.
Hi.
And even more special guest, this is a guy that I've wanted to have on the show for quite a while. He's writing what I believe to be one of the great basketball blogs out there, Henry Mode of Brooklyn. Henry,
hello.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Henry, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Now, you are how old?
10.
10. And your blog, how do I find your blog?
It's henrysportsreport.wordpress.com. It just sounds like
henrysportsreport.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I noticed that you haven't updated since April 28th. What's going on, man?
Well, I hadn't, but I actually did.
Oh, you do? You are going to update?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How often do you post?
I used to post a lot, but I haven't posted a lot lately.
What's the deal? Why not?
I don't know. I should be posting.
Henry, your fans out there are disappointed that you're not posting enough to Blogspot. All right. Listen. We're going to talk about these playoffs. Going into this baby, everybody was like, Warriors, Warriors, Warriors. Then Steph goes down. Ben Cohen, you've been around that team. They've looked pretty fierce ever since Steph Curry went down. They had that one hiccup with Houston. They haven't faced anybody good. Let's face it, Portland is not top caliber competition. But any reason to be worried about the returning champs?
No, I think it's still Warriors, Warriors, Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been really good, if not great, since Curry went down.
Yeah.
And this is like one of the reasons why you actually try in the regular season. I mean, forget about winning 73 games.
Just having that home court and being able to play the lousy teams early on.
And avoiding the Spurs and the Thunder until the conference finals.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, even if the Clippers had stayed healthy,
they
were probably, I mean, they were good, but there were three elite teams in the West this year.
Yeah.
And two of them have to play each other in the Western Conference semis. And if you're the one that doesn't, it's a huge advantage.
Now, Henry, I have to ask you, you know, you got at school, right? What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Now, what do these West Coast starts do for you in terms of your ability to watch and process these Warriors games?
Well, they all start at 10:30, so I really can't watch any of them.
That's brutal.
Yeah,
that's brutal. Do you have access to a DVR?
Yeah, I don't really like recording games because it really annoys me to watch a game when I know what's going to happen in the game because I can't not find out.
Well, you should, you know, our star columnist here, Ben Cohen, the next morning, all he does is break down film. He just sits there. No, he doesn't do anything like that. Nothing of the sort. Do you read the Ben Cohen in the Wall Street Journal?
No, I've never seen it. I should start.
Yeah. Well, you should. You should.
Jason,
start.
You don't stay up for the 10:30 games either, do you?
No, but I don't care. That's my reason. No, I do care greatly about these Warriors. Henry, do you give them any chance, the Trailblazers rather, do you give them any chance against the Warriors?
I give them a chance to take one game.
Take one game. Okay. What game would that be, you think? Maybe four?
Three or four.
Well,
anything.
Three. They got three last night. Was it two?
Two.
Two. Okay. So three or four back in Portland.
Anything at home.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's move to a much more interesting series, Henry, which is Spurs-OKC. Is game three tonight?
Game three is Friday night.
Friday night.
The NBA thought it would be a really good idea to have this great game Monday night and then not play again for four nights.
All right, but a much more interesting series because after that giant blowout in one, OKC comes back, wins a nail-biter with a little help from the officiating. How do you feel that series is going to go, Henry?
I think the Spurs will definitely win.
Definitely?
I don't... OKC shouldn't have even won that game, so...
I'm with you, Henry, but Ben believes OKC has a real path to win.
Totally.
Why?
Because they have Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and home court advantage now.
But that's a shorter list than what the Spurs have, which is...
What do the Spurs have?
They have LaMarcus Aldridge, they have Greg Popovich, they have, you know, an experienced, hardy bunch. They have a much deeper team.
So I think all that is true, and yet LaMarcus Aldridge has scored 38 points and 41 points in the first two games, and the series is tied 1-1.
This is true. What do you like about the Spurs the most, Henry?
I like that the scoring can come from anywhere and that they have a really good bench.
That's true. Danny Green just coming out and lighting it up.
That was...
What do you think of, is it Bobin or Boban?
I think it's Bobin. I know that he's called Bob.
Bob.
But in my I pronounce it Bobin.
It would seem to be a Bobin, but do you know what it is, Henry? Is it Bobin or Bobin?
I don't know. All I know is that he's huge.
He's 9 feet tall. No, he's not. He's actually not that tall. He's not record tall for the NBA. He's just a large man.
7'3".
And somewhat nimble. Yeah, so 7'3". He's not taller than Porzingis.
He actually might be like a whole lot better than like random guy they bring off the bench situation. Like, he might get a lot of money this summer.
No, he might be the sixth man if he's on OKC. You
right.
know? I mean, yeah, no, he's a legit player for sure. Okay. Coaching. Have you seen any sort of development with Billy Donovan that makes you think, okay, OKC made the right move in getting him as opposed to Scottie Brooks?
Not really. I think Scott Brooks was a good coach. I think what teams do a lot is they're frustrated when they lose because they want to go farther into the playoffs, and then they just fire their coach. Even though they have a good coach, I think that's what Larry Bird is doing in Indiana right now.
Now, where do you go to school?
PS8.
Okay. Now, at PS8, I hear all the time that the only player kids care about now is Curry, Curry, Curry. Curry mania. Even here in New York, where you think people would be all about Melo and Porzingis, it's all about Curry.
Are you talking about me again?
Is it Curry? Is Curry mania taking hold of PS8?
Well, we talk about other things, but it's definitely Curry.
Why is it that kids love Steph Curry so much?
He's just really fun to watch, and I don't know. He's not really a villain.
Yeah, that's true. He's not really a villain. Speaking of which, there was some other NBA news which broke this week earlier, which was that Space Jam is going to be rebooted. It's not Space Jam 2. It's not a sequel. It's like, is it a reboot? Or I don't know what the hell it is. But they're not doing it with Michael Jordan. They're doing it with LeBron James. Now, careful listeners of the Free For All know that I am a huge fan of LeBron James. I never was down with the haters. But I do feel like if you were going to do the analog here, you would get Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the call to make. LeBron would have been right a couple years ago, but Steph Curry is that Jordan figure. And I think it's a mistake to do Space Jam with LeBron instead of Curry. What do you think, Henry?
I think LeBron might be still more popular. I don't know.
Worldwide, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's kind of, I don't know, he's kind of more like Michael Jordan in a way. And I think...
As a player, probably,
yeah,
yes.
As
the
a
kinds
player.
Of things he can do. And he's and let's face it, LeBron's a better defender than Curry. We both know that.
Yeah.
How do you think Space Jam is as a movie? How many times have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Space Jam?
No.
Ben Cohen is going to
take like
you...
This is like my Star Wars.
Ben Cohen is going to be so offended by that. How many times have you seen Space Jam,
Ben Cohen?
A lot?
Yeah.
I've never seen Space Jam either, Henry. You know why?
What?
I'm 75 years old. I don't see cartoons. No, I actually see a lot of cartoons now because I have small children. But I've yet to see Space Jam. But for people who are Ben's age, Ben is 18, they watch a lot of Space Jam. So you're not that excited. You're not lining up down there at the Cobble Hill Theater to go see Space Jam 2.
I might see it. I might watch Space Jam.
Okay. Now, we would be neglect if we had Henry on here and we didn't talk a little bit about our Brooklyn Nets.
Uh-oh.
Already saying, our Brooklyn Nets, because you are a real student of what the Nets are doing and aren't doing. And are they the team you follow the most closely, more than the Knicks even?
Yeah, I like the Nets more than the Knicks. I will tell you that I did not follow them much at the end of the season because it was hard
the Nets,
to watch.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the Nets like to follow the Nets at the end of this season. But it was a rough go for them this year. Didn't make the playoffs for the first time since they've been in Brooklyn. And they're not looking at a draft pick this year because they gave it away to Boston. So they have a new coach, a new GM. Are there things about what they've done that make you think, okay, you know, we could get out of this hole, or is it going to take a while? Because a lot of people think it's going to be a long time before the Nets are competitive again.
Well, I don't know much about Kenny Atkinson, but he wasn't really who I was looking for.
Yeah.
Who did you want?
I don't know anyone.
Come on. Give me a name.
Any one of those, like, coaches that have had success. I mean, he's had...
Mark Jackson?
Mark Jackson would have been good.
Really? Okay.
I do like Mark Jackson.
Okay. People like Atkinson, and Sean Marks and he have a relationship going back. Is that true?
Really?
Sean Marks is the GM.
Yeah.
Ben doesn't know anything that doesn't have to do with the Warriors and locker room food.
I feel like you're overstating my knowledge. I don't know that I know all that much about the Warriors either.
Okay. Ben doesn't know anything about basketball. It's revealed here on the free-for-all. Okay. I have some other questions for you, Henry. Who has the best uniform, you think, in the NBA?
That's tough. I like the Nets uniform.
You do? Actually. You like that bland black and white thing? You're good with that? Simple.
I like the Warriors uniform.
You like the Warriors, but you like the city one, which is the one everyone likes.
That one's better.
Okay.
I like a lot of them.
What about the Orlando Magic uniform?
I like those.
You do? Really? Oh, I think those are horrible.
What about the Thunder sleeve jerseys? Those are the most controversial uniforms.
Yeah, how do you feel about the sleeves? Like when they wear the sleeves, Henry?
I don't really care, but I do like those jerseys they wear, not the regular ones. I don't really know how to describe them. It says Thunder, but, like here.
The road alternate?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
I think those look like the uniforms players wear in a deodorant commercial where the team won't give them permission to like use the logo, and it's just sort of bland lettering. But they
They're
like them. And apparently Russell Westbrook, and you should know this, that Russell Westbrook and I are very, very good friends. Russell Westbrook is apparently behind the uniform choices. Ben sent me a note earlier this week saying that Russ says what they're going to wear every night because he's kind of a fashion guy.
Yeah. Well, what Russ said was, Russ said that it was him and Kevin Durant. And then Durant said, I have nothing to do with it. It's all about Russ. And then Russ said, well, if that's what Kevin says, I guess we'll go with that.
Well, that sounds a lot like the Thunder. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more with basketball's Henry Mode and Ben Cohen here on the Free For All.
Hi, I'm Paul Vigna. If you do not subscribe to the Money Bee podcast, you are going to feel worse than a short seller on the day of a big rally. Go to iTunes and WSJ.com/podcasts. You want to sign up for this one.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
Wow, I just came back on the air sort of, you know, half-cocked. I don't even know what that means, Henry. Don't listen to me. You were just mentioning off the air that there are people who feel that Durant should become a heel, should become a bad guy. What is the deal with that?
Well, it was very funny. I watched the video over and over again where he was calling Cuban an idiot. I thought that was hilarious.
Well, he was an idiot for suggesting that Westbrook wasn't a superstar. I mean, that's just goofy.
It is pretty goofy.
But he has been. I mean, Kevin Durant began in the league as a quiet, very well-liked. I think he won that media award that Steph Curry just won, but Durant won it a couple years ago. Very well-liked guy, but yes, has been a little bit grumbly here and there, agitated. But I think he's just kind of getting sick of not winning championships. I mean, he's an MVP. He wants to win a championship.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Washington is the place to go to win championships, although I definitely know people who would like
Now,
that.
You have some Washington in your family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so forget that. They're not going. He's not going to the Wizards. I mean, it's just not happening.
People are saying he should go to the Warriors, but he's not going to do that because he'll get, like, no money because they don't have anything to spare, I'm sure.
Ben, what is the deal with that? Do they actually have money? I mean, I thought part of the reason why it could happen is that the Warriors can move things around.
Yeah, they can afford him if they get rid of a bunch of pieces. So they would have to get rid of, I think, they would have to get rid of Harrison Barnes, for sure. Yeah, and then they would have to get rid of, I think, two of Bogut, Iguodala, and Livingston.
Okay.
Probably so Iguodala and Bogut.
Let's just say you have to get rid of all those guys. Bogut, Iguodala, Livingston, and Harrison Barnes. And you get Kevin Durant. Why wouldn't you make that deal, Henry?
I wouldn't do that because they need another point guard besides Curry.
What do you think, Ben?
So I would... What if they were able to keep Livingston and get rid of Iguodala, Bogut, and Barnes, but sign Durant?
I would do that because Draymond Green can play center, and I also like Festus Ezeli. I think he's good.
What do you think, Ben?
I agree. It's a really interesting question because you're basically breaking up what might be the best team ever to try to get better.
Yeah, I mean, there is a kind of a there question, but, you know, the point of these teams is always sort of being a step ahead. Like, if you borrow the Patriots model, it's like you always want to be tinkering one step ahead of the collapse, right?
And to me, the best argument for getting Kevin Durant is that if the Warriors have Kevin Durant, it means that no other team has Kevin Durant. And who's beating the Warriors then? Without Kevin Durant on another team, there are only probably one or two teams capable in the playoffs at that point, right? I mean, like, LeBron can, but he's getting older. The Spurs, who knows how long they'll be around, probably like the next 25 years. But, you know, but other than that, if you have Curry, Durant, Thompson, and Green on the same team, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. All right, Henry, give me a player who's sort of not yet, you know, superstar level that's on the rise that you feel everybody should have their eye on.
I think Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay. The consensus rookie of the year, right? Have they awarded that yet?
I don't think they have.
It's going to be him, though.
Yeah. What do you like about Towns so much?
I like that he's one of those big guys that can shoot. He's very consistent, and he can. At first, coming out of college, I didn't like him because I thought he was more of a defensive.
Yeah, guy. Mostly everybody thought he was not. He was going to be limited offensively, at least at first.
He's been good.
Yeah. What do you think of the Thibodeau hire?
I like it. It was probably annoying to some teams that wanted him, and I think he can. Kind of with a lot of people that think they shouldn't have fired their coach in the first place.
Sam Mitchell? You think they should have kept Sam Mitchell?
I kind of do. A lot of people think they really should have kept him. I don't know why.
But there must be some secret internet cabal of Sam Mitchell lovers, because I thought a lot of people wanted to get rid of Sam Mitchell at the end of the season. And Thibodeau, I mean, it could not have worked out better for them. Everyone thought he would go to a big, huge market, and here he goes back to his roots in Minnesota, and he gets, what, he's the president of the team as well?
Yeah.
You got to like that,
too. You know, honestly, as far as secret cabals on the internet go, secret cabal of Sam Mitchell lovers is, like, way bottom of the list in terms of intrigue. I mean, come up with something better than that.
Well, you know, basketball Twitter is strange. Now, are you on Twitter?
No.
You need to get on it, man.
No. Stay far away.
I mean, I look at Twitter.
Not the bad stuff.
I
just mean, like,
it.
There's so much basketball nonsense on it. Your eyes would fall out from excitement.
Yeah, but I mean, I can look at it without being on it.
No, that's true. But you got to follow stuff in order to know where to look. You need to follow Ben. Ben has funny thoughts about life and other things.
And Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Who is the best coach that is out there? Because, of course, the Knicks are looking. Luke Walton went to the Lakers this week. That jig is up, so no option there for New York. Who's the guy out there? Is it going to be Rambis?
Oh, I don't understand why he likes Karambis so much.
Well, that's his guy. I mean, Phil can tell him what to order at dinner. You know, he doesn't have to, like, ask anything. It's just that's his guy. So
he does like being in control.
He does like being in control, right? I think he's a short timer, Henry. I really do. I think after next year, he's gone. What do you think, Ben?
Phil?
Yeah. I mean, you got Lakerland ready to reignite. You have the whole contract situation for free agency the year after, so that's all going to open up. His girlfriend is there. isn't Jim Buss, Jerry's son, saying he's going to relinquish control of the team if they don't get better?
Yeah,
it's all set up for Phil.
We do know, though, that you know Phil Jackson loves the literary scene in Brooklyn, and suddenly it's 3,000 miles away if he goes to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Henry, what's your favorite place to get a slice in Brooklyn?
I don't know. I like a lot of places.
Just give me one. Come on, for our listeners out there who are coming to Brooklyn. You know, Brooklyn is a tourist destination, and they're coming over the bridge. They probably go by your house in those crazy double-decker buses now. I hear them. They're, like, talking, going down Atlantic Avenue. Where do you go for your slice? Where does Henry go for a slice?
I go a lot of places, but there's this really good place near my school called Fiscotti's.
Fiscotti's! Gotta love Fiscotti's on Henry Street.
Yeah.
That's right. That is so funny. You know, when I moved to New York City, which was like 700 years ago, I had a friend who, where I lived, he said, you got to go to Fiscotti's Pizza. He grew up in Brooklyn Heights, went to St. Anne's. He's like, Fiscotti's is the best. And it's still, it's one of the few places. Is that Chinese restaurant still there next door?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
I've never been there. It doesn't look good to me.
What about the health food place? What's that one called? It's like, they serve like vegan omelets and junk like that.
They must be done.
I can't remember the name of that one. Ben, what's your favorite restaurant in Brooklyn?
Really?
Ben's a foodie.
I don't
Do you know what a foodie is, Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Ben's a foodie. Well, you know, he's a young man out on the town in New York City where he just spends all of his hard-won earnings on food. It's ridiculous. What's your favorite Brooklyn restaurant, Ben?
I don't go to Brooklyn.
You don't go to Brooklyn to eat? Ever? You probably went to Roberta's, you tool.
I have been to Roberta's.
Yeah, see, I can tell.
But years ago, before it was cool.
years before it was cool. Okay, so, Henry, you going to go to the draft?
No.
When
is
the
draft? I
don't
really want to go to the draft.
You don't want to go to the draft? It's down the street. You can literally get on the Atlantic Avenue bus and go to the draft.
The draft is great because when the Knicks, well, the Knicks or Nets don't make a pick that you can do. So there went that joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't get to see the Knicks and Nets fans like slapping their face palms, but you do get to see like Ben Simmons and these. Do you pay much attention to the draft?
Yeah. All right. Yes, I do.
And you think number one's going to be who?
I mean, probably Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't believe
Brandon Ingram.
He has a shot.
Yeah.
The Duke.
You know, Ben went to Duke.
Oh, you did.
And if you had been here for 1 minute longer, he probably would have told you.
I made it pretty far.
The draft. Have you been to the draft, Ben?
Many times.
And how is the NBA draft as an event? And keep in mind, Henry is young and impressionable here. We don't want to scare him off too early from the draft. I mean, is it sort of fun? I think Henry should cover the draft for the Journal.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because last year, that Knicks kid, like, slapping his face and going crazy when Porzingis, he became the star of the whole draft. He was more famous than anybody else.
The draft is fun on television, too, because sometimes in person you don't quite know everything that's going down.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do. So, like, last year, if you remember, the Lakers were deciding between D'Angelo Russell and Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah.
And nobody in the world knew who they were going to take.
That's true.
Including D'Angelo Russell and Jahlil Okafor, because D'Angelo Russell was sitting 2 feet away from me, and his agent was turning around and asking the reporters where he was going as Adam Silver came to the podium to announce where he was going. So sometimes they really have no clue where they're going.
You don't want to be part of that electric atmosphere?
It might be fun.
All right. I took my wife to the NFL draft. This was a couple years ago. I took her to the draft. And after 10 minutes, she's like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Why are we here? So,
but the NFL draft is more boring than the NBA draft.
It's much more boring.
Especially because the top guys are guys who you've never heard of.
But also, Henry's a connoisseur. You know, he goes like, you know, at least 200 deep on the NCAA probably, right? 200 players at least?
I mean, after like the third day, they don't even show him announcing the pick. So I tried watching and I really
No,
couldn't,
it's the worst.
So.
Henry, do you play basketball yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what position?
Shooting guard.
So you're a two?
Yeah.
You know, can you, how's your handle?
It's not that good.
It's not that good?
Henry, are you pulling up from like 30 feet now like Steph Curry?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, because like I keep reading these stories that Steph Curry is ruining kids' basketball because everybody wants to be Steph Curry. And so these kids who are 10 like you are heaving from half court. Do you see a Steph Curry effect?
No, I thought that was just Mark Jackson. Somebody else said that?
Maybe it was just Mark Jackson. I mean, there is worry that, you know, there's not enough, you know, down the paint. You get down there and bang a little bit and, like, you know, post up anybody?
Well, yeah, because when you're this young, it's hard to shoot from 30 feet. Yeah. Like, you can't make it, which kind of discourages you.
Have you ever got teed up?
No.
No? Does anyone ever get teed up in your games?
No, because our coach tells us that if we argue with the ref, we're coming out of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does your coach ever argue with the ref?
No.
And how was your team this year?
Oh, good. We actually didn't have a team. It was hard to set it up. We didn't have a team for a while, so we just played one game, which we actually beat an undefeated team in overtime. But they're not going to start playing in that tournament until next year.
Huh.
But it was actually really hard to not argue with the ref because he was their gym teacher,
okay.
And he gave them, like, all the calls.
Ah, I sense a scandal. All right, Henry, what's the best basketball movie of all time?
Yeah, I haven't seen that many. I liked the Linsanity movie.
Okay.
I liked that. But I don't really have a favorite.
What's your favorite music right now? What are you listening to?
See, I don't like choosing favorite anything.
Oh, come on. Come on. This is what they designed radio for. It's just people announcing their opinions and arguing about it.
Mm.
Give me one. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not really listening.
Joni Mitchell. Grateful Dead. Drake.
I see Drake at the Raptors games.
Oh, what do you think of Drake?
Distract Rodney Stuckey.
What do you think of Drake at the Raptors games?
He actually is pretty funny, but seeing that I hate the Raptors, being an Nets fan, I don't like him.
Now, what happens when your mom comes in and sees you watching Raptors Heat? She's like, what is this garbage? Like, does she, like, you know, sit down there and watch it with you, or are you just, like, sitting there like a freak?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes? All right. Ben, what's your favorite music right now? What do you think of Drake's Views?
I haven't listened.
You haven't listened to it?
No. It makes me a bad Drake fan. Hold on. I want to get back to something that Henry said for a second.
Okay.
Because you said that as a Nets fan, you hate the Raptors. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know
beef.
That Nets fans hate anybody.
No, they took them two straight playoff. And then there was the mad beef with Paul Pierce.
So who don't you like as a Nets fan?
I don't like the Raptors. You see, I don't like the Celtics, but I actually found myself rooting for them in the playoffs.
Well, they're all, half of them are Nets, so, you know, that's why you like the Celtics.
That's true, but also, I really like Isaiah Thomas, so.
Oh, yeah. I like Isaiah, too.
I don't like the 76ers, and they're a fun team to not like, because they always lose.
Yeah, but I feel
like
a little empathy for them at this point. I mean, they're not really even a basketball team anymore.
I don't feel. Yeah, but Okafor needs to not kill people, and they tell him that they're never going to win a game.
All right. I'm giving you the opportunity here to give us your prediction for Western Conference champion, Eastern Conference champion, and your overall NBA champion, Henry. Here we go, Henry. If you call this correctly, you're going to be on the air with ESPN as Skip Bayless's replacement. I guarantee if you can call it, nail this one right here.
Okay. I don't really think anyone can beat the Cavs.
Okay.
If they were in the Western Conference, they would be out in
okay.
the second round.
So you got the Cavs coming out of the East. Who's coming out of the West?
This is much harder. I still think the Warriors.
The Warriors, okay. And Warriors over Cavs or Cavs over Warriors?
I think the Warriors will win.
Yeah,
still.
How many games?
Six.
Warriors and six. Was it six last year? Yeah, it was six.
It was six last year.
Yeah. All right, Cohen.
Oh, I'm the same. I agree with Henry.
You agree with everything Henry says?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I have to be the oddball. I'll take Spurs.
Okay.
You would.
Losing to the Cavs. And that'll go in seven. Oh. And it'll be epic. And then everybody will get off LeBron's, you know, stop giving him such a hard time. And then LeBron will go to L.A.
Yeah, but
he's like, my work is done here in Ohio. If he wins, say LeBron wins, Henry, in Cleveland. And this is a question for you too, young Ben. If he wins in L.A., wins in Cleveland, can he just go to L.A. and it's, like, it's all good? Or does he have to stay and do the repeat and all that junk?
I want to hear Henry's take on this
first. What do you think, Henry?
Okay, no. because Cavs fans are not going to just let him leave for the second time.
But he's given them. He's delivered the thing that no one's delivered in 50-plus years, which is a championship to Cleveland.
Fans are greedy. They want more.
Yeah, but Cleveland is its own special thing. It's like they're going to be like, listen, we have not won nothing.
And then when they finally lose something, they lose the player. No, they don't want that. That's not good. His teammates are already uncomfortable playing with him because they're like, he can leave at any time.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben, what do you think?
He would really go to L.A., you think?
Mm. Everybody wants to go to L.A. at some point, you know? So it's a nice sort of career denouement, you know, sort of getting old and fat in L.A. for $40 million a year, which is what he'll probably be getting.
To play for the Lakers or Clippers?
Lakers. Not the Clippers. The Clippers thing is a fad. It's turning out to be like they were a bubble, you know? I don't buy the Clippers. All right. Thank you very much, Henry Mode, for joining us here on the Free For All. Did you have an okay time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, you were great, you know? Even though you drank a little too much before the show, you were great. And Ben?
I didn't drink enough.
Ben, you did not drink enough. And do you feel a little nervous that Henry's now coming for your chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until he gets on Twitter, I'm okay, but.
Yeah, you got to get on Twitter. You know, your mom's going to be mad at me about this, but you might want to look into it because that's where all the fireworks happen. You know, some people you shouldn't follow on Twitter, but there's a lot of NBA excitement. Do you know that Adam Silver has a secret account?
Secret?
That he just follows, like, it's a secret account. You could have a secret account too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Free For All. As always, you can find the Free For All on iTunes and any number of illustrious subscription services. I'm Jason Gay. Join us next time here on the Free For All.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.